Welcome to The Bottom Line with your host, Yacoub Oyens. Are you ready to change your life? We're here to take you to your full potential with enlightenment from some of the most forward-thinking guests and ideas. Now, here is Yacoub Oyens.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Bottom Line with Yacoub Oyens. We have got a fantastic show for you today. There are three powerful women on the phone today simultaneously. So all the guys out there listening, I am way outnumbered on every level by intellect and by number. So I wanted to introduce you to some amazing women. This show today is going to be about women in media and the impact and the demands on women in media today. And you're going to hear it straight from the source. Very diverse, very powerful. All three women I highly respect. One I'm married to. One I call a sister, and one is a sister in Christ. So today we have Gillian Anderson. Some of you may or may not know Gillian, and she'll talk a little bit about that. Katie Walker, an actress. Philippa Boyens, a writer. And with no further ado, ladies, I want to say welcome to The Bottom Line.
Thank you, Yacoub. Hello, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Good. So, Gillian, you want to say hi to us and just tell us real quick, where are you at the moment, Gillian? Are you in D.C.?
Well, right D.C.? Now, yes, I'm in D.C. That's where I am.
Katie Walker, where are you hailing from today?
I am calling from Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
But that's not home.
Tough life here.
Home is the bayou, correct?
My home is the Louisiana bayou, but I am currently in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
All right. And Philippa, you're in Dallas, Texas?
Dallas, Texas, yes.
All right, so not only are there three women, they're also from all over the country. We're going to dive right in. Ladies, look, I may point some of these questions to you direct to individuals, but also feel free to answer at any point. We've got a couple crazy things going on in media at the moment. I believe historically, for all the men out there, and we're going to talk to the men, and as I always say, we call the men up, we don't call you out. We've never had a situation, I believe, as desperate as we have today, to where we need to get back to morality. And unfortunately, in our country, we've done such a poor job that we've now got women, my opinion, ladies, is women now self-objectify. It's almost like they've bought into the lie that only sex will sell, that, you know, their bodies or their image or their status is really all it's about. So with that in mind, I want to ask a question. The way women are being portrayed in the media today versus, let's say, a decade ago. Katie, is there a difference? Do you see a difference from a decade ago, you know, as an actress, as a mom, versus today?
I see many differences, but, you know, it seems to get worse as far as morality and the exploitation of women, because we compare ourselves. And, you know, from a year ago, social media has ramped up. You're seeing, oh, if I get more likes, then I can sell my product. And you get more likes by posting pictures or in a seductive manner. And when we buy into that look and those likes instead of what we have to offer, which is our God-given talents and gifts to share and impact the world. So, yes, I see it. And it's a fight, because it's a fight in this world to fight, you know, the eye and the value of a person.
Gillian, you mean Katie went right there. Your background is so unique, because there's the world of reality television. And we remember, folks, for you, those of you who don't know, reality television was birthed because there was a writer's strike in Los Angeles. And content was scarce. And, you know, we understand the Big Brother boom and then everything else that we know today. How much, Gillian, do you feel is reality on social media today, and how much of it is a demand on women to put up a front? Am I way off when I say this? What's your opinion on that? And then also, same question earlier, is there a difference between a decade ago and today?
I mean, I think that Katie hit it like pretty spot on. The reality TV is really not reality, and it definitely forces you to put on. So in reality TV, to step back a second, you are a character. When you are cast, you are a character. The questions they ask you create a character. And because I am a producer, I was well aware ahead of time what angle they were taking me down. And just when I saw it in post-production, I saw exactly my character. And then for me to build off, you know, other platforms, to build off that, I had to put on that same character front if I wanted to make any money, if I wanted to grab attention of people. And even just all my other friends, they're all reality TV people who are still selling their products and still blogging and hosting their own podcasts and their own shows. It's all completely a front based off their character. It's a spin up of their character, and they're going to keep up this image and keep on looking pretty, dressing this way. Based off, it's a money value. The more clicks you get on a product, the more important it is. And how do you get clicks? You get clicks off like selling yourself. It's like what you look like. And I had this joke, you know, because I'm a publicist, obviously, you know that. And I say, I understand how social media works. I just don't do it for myself. I want nothing to do with it because my brand was something I didn't like. My brand, if you ever watched The Bachelor, which I was on, I was mainly portrayed as for my body image. It was because I worked out a lot and I got scrutiny and praise over it, depending on which angle you're coming from. And I was so known for my body. It got to the point where people were willing to like pay a lot of money to have pictures of me. Which thank God like weren't available or anything, and if I wanted to keep this attention, I had to keep posting photos of me at the gym. I had to post pictures of me in two pieces, and I had to do that in order to get this attention. Once you get this high of attention, you kind of feel like you need to chase it. It's this really, really weird feeling that you had, or pressure you have, because now everyone wants a piece of you, but now you're not on TV. How do I keep getting that attention? What do I have to do? What do I have to post? And you kind of keep selling yourself short. Like, okay, well, I'll do this for this money, or I'll do this for this attention. I'll do this for this money. Like, if I want to make money off selling my protein shakes, my teeth whitener, and all these things that reality TV stars end up doing online, you have to generate likes. You have to generate attention. And because you are so used to this high and attention that you get, you're willing to chase anything for that attention or for that few dollars.
Wow.
It's kind of gross. So like my joke is, I get how you become famous on Instagram. I just don't do it for myself.
Wow.
And I'm horrible at it. I'm losing followers left and right because I didn't want to sell myself. And there was a time like I did, and I was like, okay, quickly, this is not for me. I don't want this attention. I don't need it.
I think that is a great, wow. I mean, look, for everybody listening, you know, as you know, bottom line, we get right into it. We get straight down to the meat of it. And I think that's a great segue. Philippa, your situation's different. You were raised in the entertainment industry. Literally, your mother was Miss Tennessee before you were born. You literally watched and was raised in an agency. Your mom became an agent. And at one point, she was my agent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going to kind of go my whole life, over three decades I spent in this industry. So I've seen the casting aspect of it, and I've seen, you know, really everything's kind of gone downhill since the church abdicated its right in the rating system. So you've seen entertainment steadily become more and more graphic, more and more sexual content. And things like the internet haven't helped, and pornography becoming more and more accessible is really it's started coming into the mainstream television, and things like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Philippa, thank you for being with us. I know you got the kiddos with you, so please continue. This show is real, guys. Please continue.
So, thank you. So, things like Game of Thrones, I know Emilia Clarke did an interview recently where she was talking about the first season, the first episode, she had a rape scene that she had to film with Jason Momoa. And it's just really, she was breaking down talking about it, and she said that Jason Momoa was breaking down talking about it. And, you know, he's Aquaman, he's this big, strong guy, but it's ridiculous the stuff that actors are expected to do now and that we just consume without thinking about it. So it's really become a huge problem.
Man, what a diverse perspective we have here. You know, I've got my background in entertainment. Mine comes from sport. You know, I was a theater brat in high school, you know, but an athlete, and in sport, you know, Katie, you can relate because your husband, you know, Todd Walker, pro baseball player, an incredible human being. Philippa, you were, you know, junior Olympic track star. Jillian was a, for those of you who don't know, Jillian was a cheerleader for Washington Redskins. So sport, somehow, in all four of us, there's a large component of sport. And in sport even today, you know, I'm going to segue to my next question. In sport today, they're using sex to sell. Would you ladies agree? I mean, have you seen sex creep into sports? Other than just the obvious, of course. But, I mean, it's pretty prevalent. Any of you?
I came from NFL, so look at the calendars. It's super easy to tell. Our uniforms, our calendars, I mean, what we're supposed to do during promos and stuff. See, I like to cheer. I like to dance, and I never really saw it as other things. You know, at the time, I really didn't think much of it. Oh, this is my sport, and I like to do it. But absolutely, you're expected. You're selling an image, and this is kind of, I didn't realize how gross this was until I repeated it to someone recently, is that we were told, After we made the team, this is like your weight that we want, and they would pick and choose your hair colors if you needed to change it, get it cut, whatever, and they would take your photo, and they would put you on a poster. Okay, this is your photo. We expect you to look exactly like this photo every single game day. We don't want you to look like your next-door neighbor or a brother or sister. You're supposed to look like hyper-sexualized, more like a Barbie, someone that someone can't touch. That's what you're supposed to look like, and we were told that. And you're expected to hold the standard. And if a guy from a box that wanted to pay extra to have visitors, the suite, cheerleader visitors, he's able to pick you off like a menu. And what he orders, he gets. So if it is that redhead or it's this, you know, Asian girl, this black girl, I mean, that's how they really define us. They would only get so many of each category based on our looks and ethnicities. And if you were expected to look the way, the weight, the hair, everything exactly like you are in that image.
Wow.
It's so weird to me now looking back.
Yeah, you know, as players, we were always told.
Like that, you got benched.
Yeah, as players, we were always told, and you can attest to this, Jillian, as a cheerleader, we were not ever allowed to interact with the cheerleaders. Cheerleaders can't interact with the players, but the fans can. And like you said, they can pick you off a menu. And to that point, you know, we know that the Super Bowl is also one of the largest sex trafficking days of the year. And no, I'm not saying that football contributes to sex trafficking. Any large gathering of people is going to contribute to sex trafficking. But football has embraced some derogatory imagery with women, Katie. If we look at the last Super Bowl halftime show, this is Jennifer Lopez really practically just promoting her movie Hustlers. Give me your thought, Katie, on that halftime show.
Oh, Yaku, I can't believe you went there. You want to know my thought about that? That's a parent's worst nightmare. I'm a mom of four, a mom of three daughters, and to explain why a camera is set at a woman's vagina and to have kids running around up on a pole, it was beyond disappointing for me, because I know the value of the two entertainers that were up there that are beautiful entertainers, beautiful dancers, and can sing and bring such beauty and entertainment to the people, that was so unneeded. And it's not a cultural thing. It's not something. It is something that contributes to the eye, that says you want more, that creates more demand for more people to say, I'm going to go out and get that. And it also teaches our young girls, this is what you've got to do for attention. And it desensitizes them to the look of where a man looks at you a certain way, or they've got to look at you this way. And it's good if I can be as sexy as I can and gyrate in front of them. And so therein lies my opinion that it disappointed me that they didn't stand for God, for the value that they have, for the talent that they move in. It shows a lesser level.
I so appreciate that you went there, because I always say this. Jennifer is so talented. She's so gifted. She literally is a marketing machine, a mogul. She starts a dance competition on television, reality show, and it's successful. Doesn't matter what she doesn't have to go. According to me, she does not have to go to those levels to sell. The woman's talent is good enough. Firstly, I was highly disappointed in her doing the show Hustlers. You're saying the desensitizing the young women. They're actually 100% training young men that this is what they need to expect from their girlfriends. This is what they need to expect from their wives. And it's not reality. We just heard Gillian Anderson tell us, like, look, you are playing a part. You're a Barbie doll. You can't be yourself. If you're not in the mood to have your hair a certain way that day, and people will say, well, this is your job. Sure, it's your job, but it's fake. It's not authentic. And ultimately, my opinion, Philippa, is a person can only fake something for so long. And what does it do to a woman? Talk to me about what it does. Any of you ladies, Philippa, maybe you start. And definitely, Jillian, I want to hear your thoughts on this. What does it do to a woman when men put certain expectations and demands on a woman, on who she needs to be, either under contract, Jillian, or just a boyfriend or a husband, and it's not authentic? What happens to a woman's emotional and her psyche, without even physical abuse, just the emotional duress? I mean, is there emotional trauma? What happens in those situations?
I mean, so are you talking about like with a boyfriend or just in general, or?
I think in general, or with a boyfriend, or for you, for instance, with producers, and in the NFL, when people have a certain expectation of you to be something that you're not naturally, that's not you. What does it do to you emotionally?
I mean, for me, especially with like dancer or as an entertainer, it's just like you just kind of like put on your entertainer face, and this is it. I mean, it's kind of gross. God, now that I like think about it, like say it out loud, the NFL was so gross. We was literally, this sounds, I feel weird because you are like my brother, but I'm just going to be very honest with you. Like, we would have like boob checks. Hey, are they out enough before we walk out of here? And like, the thing is, that's totally acceptable and totally normal, but we were terrified to get benched or to not get paid that day or to not go out and cheer or dance. It is weird. It is so weird. I mean, yes, for producers, 100% you have to be something you're not. I was so uncomfortable. For me, just, personally, I can't, it's very hard for me to hold your hand or to kiss you if I don't have an emotional connection with you. I don't desire to do those things.
But Jillian, I'm going to interrupt.
Like being a reality show.
I'm going to interrupt you, though. But tell me, okay, we're going to get personal, okay, Jillian, and we're going to go there. And Philippa, we're going to go there too with you, sure. But Jillian, after the show, was there emotional drainage? Was there emotional baggage after the show? I mean, does it have a long-term effect on you emotionally? And we're talking about no physical abuse. We'll talk about physical abuse later. But is there an emotional drain on you after the fact? Did you hit rock bottom? Did you hit a lull ever?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely, we all did. After being on the reality show, I mean, for a million reasons, I think we all got felt hit. And most of those reasons were people from viewers, from the audience. And into my personal, my personal relationship, when you get off a reality show and you are sworded to silence, sworded to, like, you can't defend yourself and you can't defend your friends you just bonded with, it was like America lined you up and then shot you down one by one, not even understanding the emotional abuse we took on the show and immediately leaving the show, how we were feeling. It's the public humiliation that comes after that we cannot defend. And I was so attacked. The rumors that were going around with me were so disgusting, and I was not allowed to say that they were produced, that they were edited, or that was like completely fake or out of context. and I was horrible. Then you find out very quickly that when you're on the number one reality show, everyone watches it. Athletes watch it. You know, Kris Jenner is watching it. Jennifer Aniston is watching it. And they're all talking about it on Twitter. They're all making fun of you on Twitter. And then Ellen DeGeneres is making fun of you. I must have made, like, The Soup, that show that you used to have, 4 or 5 times, just making fun of me. And
so Jillian, today, though, Jillian.
I was humiliated.
Okay, yeah, it's very humiliating. I can only imagine how humiliating it is. I know how infuriated I got when a radio DJ would mouth off on my playing style or what I do off the field, or, you know, and you want to defend yourself. And I want the audience to imagine, you know what it feels like when someone starts a rumor at work, or when someone's talking about you in your family, or you don't want to go to the Christmas dinner because this family member, you know, is saying something. I want you to understand what happens when it's America. And sure, you can say, well, you subject yourself to that. You put yourself on a reality show. Nobody that goes into the entertainment industry.
Your relationships aren't the same with anybody.
Yeah, and nobody goes into the entertainment. Yeah, and nobody goes into the entertainment industry eyes wide open. Katie, I want to get to Philippa on this, because Philippa has seen so much, because her mom was an agent, and then Philippa herself, a performer and a writer. But Katie, you were the wife. You are the wife of Todd Walker, but at the moment, at that time, he was a pro baseball player. And you and I have had lengthy conversations about the dysfunction in relationships when it comes to, you know, let's call it what it is, groupies and girls who think that a moment with a pro baseball player is going to make a lifetime. I mean, what are your thoughts on that state of mind and what that does to women?
For me, I walked through my 20s in that world, and for me, I was also having babies. For me, it was almost like that comparison game. I think that even the young people use with social media, you're never enough, because you always see the groupies hanging out or ladies hanging out that to the eye are so beautiful, and you're like, oh, I'm so less than. So then you feel like you can never measure up, and so you get this skewed vision of it's about the outside, it's about how I look on the outside. And so that's what that does, because when the men engage and it's no problem and it's all about how they look, you feel, oh gosh, I cannot measure up, or I can't look this way, or, you know, here I am having, I'm doing what God created my body to do and have babies and creating a family, and I can't get that way, and I'm creating this life, and yet I think I can't measure up. And that was the issue, was I really, for me, I had to press in and get my identity from the Lord. I had to get my identity on who God says I am, to say, okay, here's my value. This is who I am. This is what I bring to the table. And now, I had a husband that did the same thing, and he said, you're amazing. You're doing what you're supposed to do, you know? And so with a team, I could create that now, but it was so hard in that lifestyle. And so I'll just use it for social media. It's so hard in... You look at social media and you do the comparison game. So it's the same exact thing where you think, I don't measure up, or I'm seeing somebody's highlight reel, instead of saying, God created me this way. I'm valued. I'm worthy. I can step into this. I have I'm going to use what God has given me. I'm going to use my hands, and I'm going to make a difference. And then I take my eyes off of the comparison game and I say, yes, I can walk in this.
Can I speak to that at all?
I would love for you to. I want to get to Philippa before the break real quick, but yeah, share a thought on that.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Jillian.
Okay, yeah, so me coming off the reality show, and mind you, my reality show was one where everyone was comparing each other and betting on people and just tearing us apart, really. And I was getting praised by so many people. People wanted to love me, they wanted to be with me, they wanted to be me. Then on the other end, they hated me. They hated the way I looked. They hated the way I acted. And I mean, even in my personal life, why didn't you do this? Why did you say this? Why did you act like this? And I felt so torn apart. And it took me to be broken down to realize that no matter what I did, I wasn't going to please everyone. I wasn't going to please the masses. I wasn't going to please my family at the same time, my friends at the same time, these fans at the same time. So that's when I had to like really get my confidence through God. That really changed how I acted from there on out. I had had a relationship with God my whole life, but never until my mid-20s did I decide I can go to bed every day knowing He's happy. If I can do that, if I treated the people that the way He wanted me to treat them, if I dressed the way He wanted me to dress, if I acted the way He wanted me to act in, I could go to bed not worrying about what anyone else thought of me. But that pressure from millions of people with their opinions on how you look and how you act and everything just kind of got to me. And it really, really took me to be like, is He proud of me? Is my God proud of me? How is He judging me today? And I said that enough every single day that I became a habit out of it, and I really stopped thinking about what anyone else thought of me or their opinions or anything. But that's so easy to do when the spotlight's on you. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else thinks of you and not what your own God thinks of you, which you become before anything. And now I feel like I have a soft heart and thick skin because He created me that way, and I'm happy, and He's happy with me, I'm happy.
Philip,
it took me a long time to figure that out.
That's so powerful, Jillian. Philippa, we might pick this up after the break, but how in the world, look at your family. You stayed pure, your brothers, but you were raised in a modeling agency where all the guys are good looking, all the girls are good looking. Every new model that your mom talks about at home, and I saw your house. Still today, your mom is probably the leading casting director in all of Christian films. There's constant conversation about talent in your family. How in the world did you guys growing up stay healthy and grounded and have an identity, or was it not always that easy?
Thank you, Yaku. We definitely had our own challenges, but it's interesting. We looked at, I don't know, I guess we had a more healthy view of the entertainment industry, and it is a tough industry where you are rejected for your height, your hair color, you're too good looking for this part, or whatever. I actually had... Jillian, you were in a very heightened world with all of that attention. But I think the world we've created, we are just constantly in that competing and this scorecard thing. That really wasn't ever an issue for me in that area, in that department. And I don't know if we have time to go into that now or...
No, I do. Philippa, I do. I do not like that I have to do this. We're going to take a quick break. But when I come back, Philippa, I want to dive right into that. And then Katie and Jillian, I want to go through the other questions. But I really want to get back to where we're going. I like where you ladies are going. You're talking about solutions. And I want you to give young women and men advice in the second segment. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The future of our nation is our children. Life is precious. For more information about how you can help Yaku fight child sex trafficking in the USA, go to sharetogethernow.org. Yaku fights for life and liberty and is called to transform culture through uplifting entertainment to resemble God's character. Follow Yaku on all social media and subscribe to his Instagram and YouTube channels, as well as the Falkirk Center on social media. Learn about his film, TV series, and book projects, and support his efforts at YakuBoyans.com. Truth sets you free, and that's the bottom line.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Yaku. You're listening to The Bottom Line with Yaku Boyens. If you'd like to reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or email info@afteredenpictures.com. Now, back to The Bottom Line.
Welcome back, folks. For those of you who joined late, you are at The Bottom Line with Yaku Boyens. We got Jillian Anderson, Katie Walker, and Philippa Boyens. Yes, I am not in person, but on the phone, surrounded by three very, very powerful women who have incredible backstory. And I want to tell everybody who's listening to this show, no matter what your history is, it does not define you. That is not who you are. That's how you got here today. God has a perfect plan for you. He has purpose, as you'll hear from these powerful women that are warriors in my eyes. They are champions. I'm so proud of all three of you women. Philippa, right before the break, we went into how did you keep it together? Being raised in a family where your mom was a modeling agent, and there's all kinds of good-looking people, very talented people. Your mother launched Miley Cyrus's career. She launched Chris Young's career. We're talking about, you know, high profile here. This is not just sort of the little talent agency down the street. This is Nashville, Tennessee, but some of the biggest names of our generation came through that agency. How did you and your family stay healthy?
She launched Vogue cover models and everything like that too. It's interesting. I haven't thought about this as much as I probably should, but honestly, it really wasn't a big issue or draw for me. Looks and performing, entertainment, modeling, I don't know, it felt very, it wasn't me. And so it didn't really attract me, I guess, is the thing, you know. And we were affected. My brothers had modeling students as their babysitters growing up. So, you know, I think in that regard, we were spoiled like that. But my mom had a very healthy view of it. She gave her modeling students Bibles when they graduated. And she always, it was like she baptized people in hotel bathrooms and bathtubs and things like that. So it was a very interesting way to grow up, for sure. I actually had a lot more pressure in track and field. I was a competitive track and field athlete. So, you know, it's not just looks and modeling and social media where we can have pressure. I had eating disorders related to track and field, and I had severe depression related to track and field. So that was where I was getting into that performance thing. And it was because I really wasn't who I am and what I'm called to, I think, is where, like, I knew I wasn't called to the modeling stuff, and it wasn't an attractive thing to me. I was good at track and field, and I had pressure to do well there, and I'm not competitive. So that was extremely, extremely draining for me to compete against people all the time. So, you know, now that I'm in the world where I'm writing and I know more of who I am, a lot of that pressure, that competitiveness is like gone. And it's so freeing to be in that place, to know who you are and why you're here, and it takes a lot of pressure off, and it allows you to speak into and help other people find that freedom too, because I know it's suffocating and it's filled with fear and anxiety and depression. So kind of a little bit about how I
grew up. Yeah, and I could tell, folks, look, I've told the story, and it's too long to tell it here. Maybe we'll dedicate a whole show one day to love. Right, but when I met Philippa, she was, you know, junior Olympic track, you know, track and field champion, on her way to the Olympics, just world class athlete. And I'll never forget, I asked her a simple question. I said, "Do you like track?" And she bawled. And she said, no, I hate track and field. And I was like, I was confused. You know, you're this superstar track athlete. But what you're saying, Philippa, is it was not what God made you to be. It's not your purpose. And what I'm hearing from Jillian, what I'm hearing from Katie, what I'm hearing from you, Philippa, is that when you settle into who you are supposed to be, to Jillian's words, you look at God and say, God, are you pleased with me? Are you pleased with what I did today? You know, that's where peace comes in, and that's honestly where your purpose sets in and you can be successful. I have firsthand, folks, firsthand, of course, married to Philippa, watched this woman, Philippa, disciple, minister, and do what she just said she wants to do, lead other people to freedom. I have firsthand seen Katie Walker on stage, on the film set as an actress, taken big moments and dedicated to the Lord. I have now firsthand, folks, seen Gillian Anderson at the height of being a publicist in the political sphere, one of the most dysfunctional worlds out there, even more so than the entertainment industry, and I've watched Gillian step aside in the middle of a cluster of a political event and minister to a coworker and speak about dinner after dinner, speak about the gospel and speak about how God intersected her life. But one thing I also know, ladies, that I want to share with you, I think you know, and I got to give the bros a little bit of kudos. I know Todd Walker, and he's a champion. I know Katie, that Todd Walker, in those years when the other players picked up groupies and they were married and had girlfriends in every city, like I saw too, which is when I vowed I would never marry while I was playing professional sport. The day I met Philippa, I quit pro football. I know Todd Walker also walked the right line. I know, I believe I walked the right line. I hope Philippa will confess. And I know Michael King, a champion, Jillian's fiance, soon to be husband, and I've grown to really respect this man. So you ladies, Philip, I'm not talking about myself, but the other two ladies, you also have men in your lives that honor women. You've got men in your lives that honor you, and you have men in your lives that honor God. What happens to society, in your opinion? And we'll do a rapid fire here. We'll do Katie, then Jillian, then Philippa. When men do not honor women or do not know or are not raised with the right image of the value of women. Katie, what say you?
I say family breaks down very quickly.
Yeah,
is that what you want? You want rapid fire?
Yeah, family. And what is the importance of family, Katie? I mean, why so important? You know, we're in a movement where we go, well, you don't need a husband and a wife. Marriage is not a man and a woman, which it is. You know, you can have two men, two women. I'm saying a guy who was raised without a father, there's a massive void. There's a void the size of Grand Canyon that is so hard to fill down the line. I mean, would you agree?
I would completely agree, but I would say, you know, every daughter, I'll use me as a daughter, grows up with a mother and a father, or you hope to, because that father fulfills things for the daughter and the mother does. And it's meant for that, and it is a beautiful thing. There's promises that are built into children that way. The family unit is community, and it is something that grows community. And then when the family structure breaks down, we have so much destruction and or dysfunction, and then the community breaks down. And then all value of human, you know, worth is broken, and it's just broken, broken people. So when we can restore the family unit, then we're going to have a restoration of actually community, state, country.
Fantastic. Jillian? Yeah, thank you. Jillian, Michael, I mean, I've watched Michael. We had dinner the other night, you know, and Michael was kind enough to take us to a fantastic restaurant in Washington, D.C., and the guy's got such great taste, and he's got this amazing jacket on, and he's got the collar flipped up, and the dude just looks, he just looks money. You know, he's a handsome dude. He almost looks like an MMA fighter that's out there. He could give Conor McGregor a run for his money. By the way, folks, so does Todd Walker. A very handsome dude. These ladies have got good taste. But there's a guy, Todd Walker, Michael King, hopefully Jakub Boyens, Philippa will attest, who these folks have gotten attention, but they honor women. How important is that to you, Jillian, that Michael is a guy that honors you, that honors your purpose? But I watch him, he honors people, period.
Yeah, I mean, so it was very important to me, just like, you know, the way that I grew up and then my circumstances in my 20s with all my reality shows and kind of how broken down I was. I needed someone that was steady. I needed someone that was strong and someone that supported me and constantly had to, like, you know, was there backing me up in case I were to fall. For me, I'm constantly trying to be good, you know, in the image of God, and I couldn't have anyone that I didn't trust. I couldn't have anyone that was going the wrong route. And for a long time, it took me a long time to trust and kind of let loose with him, until I was praying and God told me, I gave you Michael. You're not alone. And so for me to fully embrace him and allow him to, like, support me and let me in. And I couldn't be the woman that I am without him. And I couldn't grow without him. I God gave him to me for a reason. And it's the stability, this constant love, and God shaped him to be with me.
And that doesn't mean these guys are perfect. I'm not saying Michael's perfect or Todd's perfect, but
perfect. But yeah, that balance that God's given me is there, and it's so good.
But folks, what I want you to hear is, as men, we can make the decision. We can. It's a decision. We can make the decision. If you don't know how, if you were not raised this way, if you're dealing with what we're going to talk about next, you know, something like pornography, get help. Get healthy, and then become part of the solution. Build strong women. Strong women. You're listening to strong women here. Strong women want strong men. Strong women do not want weak men. A real strong, healthy, strong woman, not a woman that's pretending, not a woman that's climbing the corporate ladder, not a woman that's thinking sex sells, a woman that's whole and healthy in herself, a woman that's been through warfare, that's been through the trenches, that's been through the eating disorders, Philippa, the depression, the groupies, Katie, the scrutiny, you know, the scrutiny, Katie, as an actress, the body image things, Jillian, a woman that's on the other side of all that, a woman that found her real king, Jesus, that woman wants a strong man. Philippa, would you agree? And maybe you can throw a little sunshine to your husband. I mean, hopefully you have a strong man, but would you agree?
I just have to, something that you did that I think was very, very impactful in my life, and I think it will be to others, is that you were really the first person that I remember that went to me and said, what do you want to do? What would make you happy? And I honestly, at the time, had no idea. Like, I had never given myself permission to go, what would make me happy? Why am I here? And I'd always had this prayer. Like, I've always loved God. God kept me alive, literally. But that I want to fulfill God's will no matter what it is. But I never valued myself enough. I didn't love myself enough to seek God in that and really learn. So I had to learn to love myself in order to love you and to love God in a healthy way. So Katie and I have written a book called Woman of Influence, and it's really impacted me in just understanding that no matter where we're at, how healthy or unhealthy we are, we have an influence in our world. No matter how big or how small, like, we're influencing people. If you're having a bad day and you're walking into a store, that attitude, that mood is affecting people, and it's definitely affecting your family and everybody else. So, like, having you in my corner, Yaku, is huge in me being able to grow. You gave me room and permission, and were like my cheerleader in my growth, in loving myself and loving God and being able to love others.
Man, you got to love your job when your wife can talk to you, and thank you, Philip. I'm so honored that, you know, it's an honor. And I know if I call Todd right now, I say, dude, it's the greatest honor to be married to Katie. And I looked at Michael the other night and I said, dude, I'm mad at you because I can't be at your wedding. Not because I don't want to be there, Jillian, but because the two of you are going to Ireland. You're going to go get married in Ireland, so we'll catch you when you come back. But I know he's so proud. I'm going to ask a question here. Does porn destroy? Yes or no, Katie?
Yes.
Jillian?
Yes.
Philippa?
Yes, no question.
No doubt about it. Folks, listen, porn is the most dangerous drug. It takes it all. It takes everything. Do you know today in the United States that 68% of men and women who are addicted to porn will divorce? It shreds relationships. It shreds the family. I'm going to lighten it up just a little bit, ladies. And we're going to do a flash round robin of questions, okay? A couple words. It could be a sentence, but not longer than that. Just real quick. And there's no right, no wrong. Just your thoughts on this. We'll start Katie, then Jillian, then Philippa, so we have a little bit of order in the show. Best characteristics in a man, Katie?
Humility.
Jillian?
Ooh, that's a good one. Man, you stole a really good one. I think being able to trust him and that he's like honorable with his word.
Philippa?
Loves God and I want to, teachable is not the right word, but like willing to learn from mistakes.
Man, good night. That's gold. Let's go. Let's keep going. I'm going to touch on something here. I'm going to ask plastic surgery from this perspective. I'm not against plastic surgery, but I am definitely not for plastic surgery. This is Yaku speaking. If the woman thinks it's going to make her more lovable. Katie, any thought that comes to mind? Plastic surgery.
Expensive.
She says expensive. Jillian.
No, I mean, if you Google me, I've had it. It's doing it for what intention? Who are you doing it for? If you're not doing it for yourself or something, or think that you're making more lovable, then that's weird. And I've even talked to my doctor about this. Like, if you're insecure with who you are, like, don't go down that path. You're going to keep going down that path. And if you're doing it for other people, it's not going to be a healthy road. And it's going to be a very expensive road.
Folks, if you're not doing it for you, don't do it. Do not do it. Other people can never make you happy. Philippa, plastic surgery.
Looks aren't everything.
Okay. Yeah. It says the deep contemplative writer. All right, let's keep going. Quick answer here, Katie. Faith.
Oh, Jesus all the way. Love him. Be a lover of the word of God, and he will transform your story.
Jillian.
Well, I mean, I realized the same with my microphone. I apologize. I mean, I would say God is my bestie. He is my best friend. He is the person that I talk to more than anything. He has picked me up, and he has saved me over and over again. And he's what makes me thankful, makes me happy. It makes me I want everyone to know the love that he has for them the way that I do.
Amen. Philippa, faith.
Everything, meaning of life.
Folks, the Lord, not Yaku, says it's impossible. This is scripture, and I quote, it is impossible, not difficult, it's impossible to please God without faith. But then the same word of God tells us faith without works is dead. What you're hearing these ladies do is you're hearing them talk unashamedly about their faith, about their struggles, about their failures. I want you to know, women and men out there, again, I'm going to remind you, your past does not define you. God looks at you and He sees your future. The only question He asks you is, will you draw a line in the sand today and will you walk forward in a different journey? And all these women, and me included, will tell you, for me, and we'll have a show where we bring men on, God saved my life so many times, and one of the times He saved my life is Philippa Boyens. There's no question about it that without that woman, I'm in deep trouble Monday to Sunday. It's just not the same, because women, you women, I want to honor you. You have an ability to hear from God in a way that men don't, and He made us different. We are different. There are two genders. We are different for a reason. A man cannot be a woman. I'm sorry, because it's not just about the external or the organs. It is all of it. It's your experiences in life. It's how you see. It's how you're wired. And we want to honor women. Men, you want a strong woman. Do not be threatened by a strong woman. Champion her. We're going to do a quick little thing here. I want fashion tips from you girls. And I'm going to pivot. I want a fashion tip. We're going to do a round of fashion tips real quick for women. And then I want a round of fashion tips for men. I want to know what, not just what looks hot, what you think is good fashion sense. So one fashion tip for women, think about it real quick. And then one fashion tip for men. Katie Walker, fashion tip for women.
Okay, this is so fun. Okay, pointy toes. High heels never go out of style, and they always will elongate your legs.
Jillian.
For women.
Jillian.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I just need to take notes because I was not so good at this. I mean, my newest thing is I like my pleather leggings. I love my pleather pants. This is my new thing. I'm investing in mules. That sounds stupid if you don't know what those are, Yaka. They're like clogish things, but they're heels. Because I hate spending money on work clothes. And now those are shoes that can go from work to outside and casual and dress up. So mules are going to be my new thing.
Mules, wow.
Yes, are we going guys?
No, not yet. Not guys yet. Hold on. Hold your horses. These girls are excited. Philippa, your mom is a fashionista. Niecy Davies is a fashionista. My mom, I got to give a shout out to my mom. Come on, guys. My mom walks on water. Tarina Boyens, you're a champion. Love you. Philippa, your fashion tip for women.
Wear the right size and be careful with proportion. That can help look very flattering on different body types.
For those of you who don't know, Philippa, being raised in the industry, Philippa has this thing, amazing talents where she can look at a person and say, you're a summer, you're a winter, you're a spring, you're vertical, you're horizontal, X, Y, Z. And the woman just has an ability to take anything from any wardrobe and spin it into something that looks fantastic. Katie, a fashion tip for men.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, this is my fashion tip for men. You can always mix and match neutrals like beige, tan, navy, blue, black. You can mix them. And they always look good. So you can't go wrong.
Jillian, fashion tip for men.
What I do with Michael is I dress my fiance now. But he had this weird rule that he never thought he could do black and brown together. And I'm just here to tell all men that that's not a real rule. You can wear a brown belt if you want, but like a different kind of shoe. You don't have to have brown shoes and a brown belt all the time. That's not true.
Let me ask you this. The last three times I went out with Michael, did you dress him?
Not last time. I didn't really...
But one of the last three times, did you dress him? Because the guy looks sharp.
Yeah, probably every other time.
So whatever you're doing, keep doing it, guys.
When we're in a rush, I just say, oh, you look great. He's like, I know you're lying to me. You look really good, though. Wouldn't have been my choice, but you look amazing. Let's go.
Ladies, wait a minute. He's supposed to be the one in the rush rushing you. What's going on in that house? Okay, Philip. Philippa, what is your fashion tip for men?
I think in general, men's fashion, you have a lot fewer options, and it can be kind of boring. So I say try new things, especially with colors and patterns, and be willing to, yeah, do something different, like brown and black together.
There you go, guys. The ladies all agree that as a man, you need to explore with your fashion sense a little. Spice it up. They don't want nothing, no boring. Listen, but back down to a serious note right before we finish. We touched on the subject of porn, and I'm so proud of these women. Today, we have an epidemic in our country. It's called child sex trafficking. It is 100% linked to pornography. I'm asking the men and women out there, you've heard these ladies talk about being healthy. They were not always healthy. They had to go through it. Everybody goes through it. You are not on an island. People will understand. If you have friends in your life that will not walk with you through the valley, then they are not friends. In fact, find the few that will stand with you. Pray, pray, pray. Seek God, and all other things will be added unto you. I couldn't be more proud of these women. I couldn't be more thrilled with this show. Ladies, you've been fantastic. It's been too short. I want to do 10 more shows with you. But Katie, Jillian, and Philippa, Katie, tell us real quick, where can people find you on social media or a website? Give us that real quick, please.
Katie Walker, Insight with KT is my address on Instagram and Twitter.
Jillian, where do people find
Insight? Sorry.
Oh, go. Tell us that website, Katie.
With Philippa, our website for our book, and you can find both of us at insightscene.com. Thank you, Barry.
Insightscene.com. Jillian, where can we find you?
On Instagram, it's Jilly Alexis, JilliAlexis, and it's Jilly _Alexis on Twitter, because the matching one wasn't available.
Philippa, where do we find you? And I know Katie already said Insight Scene, S-C-E-N-E, like the movie scene, insightscene.com, Women of Influence is the book. Jillian, you need to write a book. We'll talk about that offline. Philippa, where can people find you?
Yeah, insightscene.com, aftereatingpictures.com, and we have yakuboyansministries.org. Another place you can find a lot of our stuff, and my socials are Philippa Boyan.
Fantastic. Ladies, I salute you. I pray favor and blessings over you and the men in your lives. You inspire me. You are amazing, all of you. God bless you. Folks, that's the bottom line. A lot of meat and a lot of potatoes in this show, man. A lot of things to chew on. Stay tuned. Follow these women. Go follow them now, like right now. Go get the book. We'll work on Jillian's book maybe one day. Maybe she'll kick me in the shin for saying that. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll have them back. We're going to have you back, ladies. God bless you. Thank you for being on The Bottom Line with Yaku Boyens. Appreciate you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bottom Line. Please join your host, Yaku Boyens, for another edition of the program, Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Listen for more enlightenment on our next show.